All right, Kim Gordon, thanks very much. We have left the intersection of 34th Street and Jerry Wells. That was nice. I hope you enjoyed listening to that, Kim. I'm sure that you were tuned in and listening to each and every moment. And nothing better than Jerry Wells, really. And that's so nice that that she was able to be honored like that. And she was such a, well, I mean, she was such a fixture at this station for a relatively short period of time. But she left her imprint, and we'll miss her. And I'm sure we'll see her from time to time. And I think upstairs the Christmas party continues. So I'll probably see her in a couple of hours as well. Also, so we have a bit of an abbreviated noon lunch today, a business lunch, just because of the earlier, the miracle on Jerry Wells Street. But we will talk charity coming up in just a bit. Lisa Dietlin is here, the president and CEO of the Institute of Transformational Philanthropy. Scott Kleinberg from the Chicago Tribune is around the corner as well. We talked to him about what's going on in social media. And this is the week that Instagram and Google and Facebook talked about their sort of top searches and hits of 2015. So we will visit with him later in the program. And also the guys from MC Squared, the energy company that, because I don't, I mean, they advertise on the station. You probably heard it. In fact, I think they were just on during the news, but I still don't quite have my hands around this idea of buying electricity from someone other than ComEd. And then they've got a certain green initiative too that I want to flesh out a little bit. But first, good afternoon to Lisa Dietlin. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Happy holidays.
So it's crunch time. And I tell you, I feel like I'm living a Christmas carol because I haven't done much.
You know? You and me both.
And I just haven't really been, haven't been listening to the music.
Me
haven't
either.
Just been, and I've just had a couple of, you know how you get those sort of moments where you're like, ah, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a gift for this person or this person.
Right.
So we're running out of time, but there are still some ways to help when it comes to charity and all that. So we're going to take a break, and then I want to talk to you about that if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Steve Bertrand here on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's a Friday afternoon. The last Friday was Christmas's. Christmas is a week from today.
A week from today. Oh my goodness!
speaking of those moments, there's another one.
There's another one.
So Lisa talks about. Tell me just briefly this idea of transformational philanthropy because I love the idea of it.
Well, the idea is that we want to change things when we give money. We don't want it to appear like a transaction. And too often, I think nonprofit organizations think, well, for $25, you get a coffee mug or a pen or a tote bag. And really, what you want to make sure is those children are fed, those books are put on the library shelves, the riverbeds cleaned up, the seniors helped, whatever your cause is. So it's the idea of doing philanthropy that really changes something. It's not about it being a transaction, but a transformation.
Okay, so it's crunch time.
Yes.
We've got 6 days.
Yes.
Basically. And one of the things, you know, I'm, what's the Randy Travis song? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. I am going to hell.
You are not.
Okay, but one of the things that's so attractive, the idea is this idea of layaway angels.
Yes.
And it seems like it's not too late for that?
It's not too late. Actually, my family did it yesterday. About 4 or 5 years ago, we got on the layaway angel bandwagon. It started during the recession in 2007-08 when layaway came back and people started putting items in layaway for the holidays like they used to in times gone by.
Right.
And in the hopes of getting them out. Well, you know, sometimes financial struggles persist. And we heard about it, and the first Christmas, we're running around on Christmas Eve. We actually did it on Christmas Eve, Steve, and, you know, pulling money out of our purses and wallets, and my brother and mother went into town, and they paid off someone's layaway.
But Walmart, it's too late for Walmart.
It is too late for Walmart. They put the stuff back on the shelves 2 weeks before, but we do Kmart, and that worked. And actually, though, I have to say, my mom told me yesterday she did go to Walmart, so you might check. It's a rural community we're in, but you can work with the clerk, and we picked a package that had children's toys and children's clothing in it, and we paid it off. And instead of gift exchanges, because we have a limit financially, we put all that money in a kitty, and someone gets designated every year to do it. And the clerk gets really excited because they call the family. We don't know the family. They call
sure.
the family and say, your layaway's been paid
off.
Oh,
that's nice. Yeah, okay. So I'll do that maybe next year. No,
it's not too late.
That's why we're
here.
We're here for why it's not too late.
Right, it's not too late. And what I would say is you can do it with your family and friends. You can make it your New Year's resolution.
Real quick then, Secret Santa's?
Secret Santa still
exists. It's not too late for that.
It's still not too late for that. The post office, most people don't realize kids still write letters to Santa and they end up at the post office. And the post office has helpers that actually go in and pull letters and fulfill those wishes of children. And what's interesting, Steve, is it's not the Xbox and the game Game Boy and that. It's really, I'd love a pair of tennis shoes, or I'd love a winter coat or some mittens. So it's not too late. And a lot of organizations like Big Brothers Big Sisters or Boys and Girls Club, they have giving trees as well as houses of worship. So it's not too late to pull that wish list off. They usually make a tree and fulfill those.
See, I really thought we were maybe beyond some of the deadlines.
No.
But we can still do it.
No, you can still do it. We have 7 days. Anything can happen in 7 days.
And my daughter's coming home from college today. And
okay.
It's an odd thing, but one of the things my kids do together now is go to the Goodwill store. They just love going to the Goodwill store and picking things up. And that's a way you can go.
Absolutely.
And that's never going to be too late.
That's never going to be too late. And, you know, thrift stores have really become in vogue, especially for those millennials, those
right.
that are your daughter's age. My mom loves it and the young kids. So I'm sandwiched in between and find myself a lot of times in thrift stores. But most thrift stores support a nonprofit organization doing amazing work. And you can find some amazing, unique gifts.
Right.
A few years ago, I was at the Howard Brown store up here, you know, on North Broadway. And my sister-in-law has these champagne flutes that are French hand-painted, and we found six of them in there that matched, and it became her Christmas present. My brother's like, are these for real? But you can find
That's
these
perfect.
Hidden treasures, and it helped Howard Brown.
How do you find a thrift store?
Well, you Google it. Like you do anything. You know, search on the internet and Google it. You know, Salvation Army, the normal one, Salvation Army, Goodwill. Most hospitals might have a thrift store. Howard Brown here in Chicago. Epilepsy has what they call Savers or the Unique Stores. A lot of animal shelters now are going into having thrift stores, so you just have to do a little bit of sleuthing on the internet.
Look at you, Lisa Dietlin from the Transformational Philanthropy Institute. You just changed a few lives.
I hope so.
You're listening to The Business Lunch. We're on 720 WGN. Thank you, Kim. Steve Bertrand here. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch on this Friday afternoon. Coming up later in the program, we will talk to Chuck Sutton. He's the president of MC Squared Energy Services. I don't know if you've heard the commercials. They've been around on GN for a while, and they're running right now. And I thought it'd be a good chance to sit down with him. I know they've got a green energy initiative where you can actually buy certificates, which is a lower level than what I understand. I'm still not sure I'm altogether clear on how you buy electricity from a different company. I know that a lot of towns have been doing that. But so we will talk a little bit about that electricity market with Chuck Sutton, the president of MC Squared Energy Services, and how to do buy the green energy, get those certificates and such. But right now, Scott Kleinberg is here from the Chicago Tribune. He writes about social media for the Trib. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
And I was saying earlier that this is the week that Google and Facebook and Instagram, they're all out with their lists of the top 10 searches or comments or things like that for 2015.
Yep.
And man, can you tell the age of the user by the social media?
So true.
Facebook, old people. That's not true. Facebook, older people.
Older, yes.
And Instagram, younger people.
Yes.
Top,
for sure.
Top topics. So this wouldn't be a search on Facebook, right? They would search by term. Is that how they would do it?
Well, in this case, this is calculated by number of comments, number of shares, number of likes. So they're going through and they're getting added information.
Okay. So number one on Facebook was the U.S. presidential election.
Yep.
That's reassuring.
Yes.
Then the Paris attacks makes perfect sense. Syrian civil war and refugee crisis. My goodness, are they mature? Right?
Yeah.
The Nepal earthquakes, which surprised me. Greek debt crisis. Then marriage equality, fight against ISA, Charlie Hebdo, Baltimore protests, and the Charlton shooting. So all very serious, mature. Now, there are a couple of things, because I was thinking of this earlier this week, that, you know, it speaks to what we were focused on. But
right.
we're also, I mean, so many of us, I'm trying to figure the right term for it, but I mean, it's a very disparate sort of interest base when it comes to Facebook, right? So there's probably not a lot that people focus on a lot. There's a lot that they focus on very little.
Right. That's very true.
Does that make any sense at all?
That totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. And the thing that you have to remember about this, which is so interesting, is that, you know, this is like on a, you know, national perspective.
Sure.
If you were to drill it down to, you know, what people are talking about more regionally or more locally, you know, obviously there are a lot of topics that I'm sure would cross paths, you know, like ISIS and U.S. presidential election. But, you know, you get Baltimore protest on here and, you know, Chicago became a big thing towards the end of the year. So you have to wonder how that would translate.
I know with Google locally, the Cubs were number one.
Yes, correct.
Well, let's go to Google. Then nationally, Lamar Odom was number one.
Yeah, I found that to be a little surprising. I mean, you know, he obviously got a lot of talk, but I didn't expect him to be number one.
But again, this is a search term, right? In this case,
yes. In this case, this is what people were searching for the most.
So you could have people who knew who Lamar Odom was and who were very interested in his condition.
Yes.
Or you can people who heard that Lamar Odom was sick and wanted to figure out who he was.
And I think it is the latter in a lot of the cases, because that day it was like, who is Lamar Odom is what people were searching for. So yeah, you're right.
All right. So Lamar Odom, so people know,
yep,
is a former NBA player who was dating one of the Kardashian girls.
Correct.
You know which one?
I do not, and I should, but I am of the older variety, so I don't remember.
I don't know which one it is. I want to say it starts with a K. Kendall? Anyway,
yeah,
one of them. And then he was at a prostitution ranch in Nevada, had some drug problems. So there is Lamar Odom, number one in our hearts.
Yeah.
That's a Google search. Then going down the line quickly, Jurassic World, American Sniper, Caitlyn Jenner, Ronda Rousey, Paris. Number seven is Agar.io.
Yeah.
Asterisk.
It was some kind of game that, a multiplayer game that I had never heard of.
Chris Kyle, Fallout 4, and then Straight Out of Compton.
Yeah.
Straight Out of Compton did much better in Chicago,
yes,
for searches than it did nationwide.
Yes.
But so that's sort of an in between, because you've got some serious stuff.
Right.
We've got Lamar Odom there, Caitlyn Jenner pretty high up. Then we go to Instagram.
Yeah, this is great.
Where the crowd is probably younger and more feline, apparently.
Yes, apparently. You have a top 10 list of Instagram, and three of them are exactly the same: Taylor Swift and her cat. And I'm telling you,
well, they're not the same, right? They're different poses.
But that's how they come across in the search. You know, it's the search is Taylor Swift's cat. And, you know, I expected this to be the most amazing photos of Taylor Swift and her cat, and they're not. They're just Taylor Swift and her cat.
And so, but Taylor Swift is in, if you go at the top 10, she's actually in, what, five or six of
she's
the top 10?
Yeah, she's in five of them. There's with her boyfriend. There's the roses that Kanye West got her. So, yeah, Taylor Swift has been, you know,
and then six, popular. Eight, and nine, number six, eight, and nine, Taylor Swift and her cat.
Yes.
Thanks very much for that. So Kendall Jenner is number one.
Yeah, number one in terms of most liked, which is really interesting. So because Taylor Swift got all of the, you know, in terms of her totals, Taylor Swift probably has more. But for one photo, Kendall Jenner's photo of, I mean, it's her hair like in a shape of hearts. She's lying down, and it's a nice looking photo. But 3.3 million likes on a photo and 152,000 comments is pretty insane.
Okay, now you're sounding old. Thanks to 85815 for texting. It's Khloe Kardashian hangs with Lamar Odom. So Kendall
nice.
Jenner, number one, then Taylor Swift, then Taylor Swift, then Kylie Jenner.
Yep.
Then Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Kendall Jenner. So the Swifts and the Genders are the Jenners or Genders.
Or Genders, yes.
As it goes, did very well when it comes to Instagram. I don't know. What is that? Does that tell us anything about us, all of that?
I think it's amazing how celebrities rule the world on Instagram.
These are talentless. Well, they're not all talentless celebrities.
No.
I mean, Taylor Swift clearly is very talented, but the Jenner Kardashian crowd, they're talentless.
Yes, but it's also amazing how when you read about celebrities and you know how they have this huge, amazing following on Twitter, people want to follow them more on Instagram, even though, you know, either can be visual, but Instagram always wins when it comes to celebrities.
Is that right? And that's because they're younger, you think?
I think it's because they're younger. I think teens just really enjoy using Instagram more than Twitter. And I think a lot of people feel that way because Twitter's come under a lot of pressure for how to make things easy and make it work. And I think people are just migrating towards Instagram.
All right, so let's jump real quick. We've got just a minute or so left.
Yep.
And Uber was in the news this week because they're going to now align or allow Facebook Messenger, right? You can call an Uber ride.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that, I think, earlier in the week. But then you also point out that Google is or Alphabet, or better known as Alphabet, lesser known than Alphabet,
right,
is going to start an Uber without drivers. Well, that's good because Uber's biggest trouble are their drivers.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. And it's a pretty major report saying that they're working on a fleet of they've been working on self-driving cars for the longest time. But, you know, now Google's talking about what they potentially
okay,
want to do
okay, but this isn't
them.
Real, is it? I mean, because the driverless car is so far away.
Well, yes, yes. This is not something that's going to happen tomorrow or anything like that. But just thinking about a future, you know, 30 years down the road where calling a car means calling a car that comes to you without a person in it is pretty amazing.
It's pretty cool. And, yes. I saw a headline somewhere today, maybe it was in MarketWatch, where it said the future where owning a car will be a thing of the past.
Oh, I can absolutely.
I mean, why
would
you own a car in the city if you can Uber it or Google it or Alphabet it so easily?
Yeah, absolutely.
Scott Kleinberg from the Chicago Tribune writes about social media. All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Steve.
You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. Thanks very much, Orion Samuelson, Kim Gordon, and Dolly McCarthy all there in the quick swing around things. All right, Chuck Sutton is here. He's the president of MC Squared Energy Services. Maybe you've heard the commercials on our air recently. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Steve, thanks for having me.
Right. So have I baffled you with my stupid questions? Or, well, we were off the air. You know, it's one of those things that I know is there that, you know, we can buy our electricity from people other than ComEd. Mm-hmm. I just have never quite gotten my hands around it. So give me 30 seconds on
sure,
that, how it works.
Sure, I'll give you the 101. Effectively, ComEd still delivers all the power. So physically, nothing changes. And your monthly statement or your invoice comes from ComEd. But you can buy your electricity, the supply part, the rate part, the contestable part, from a third-party provider like MC Squared, or there's over 50 mm-hmm. licensed suppliers by the Illinois Commerce Commission that you can buy from. But nothing changes physically. If you have a problem, you still call ComEd. They still read the meters, and you still get your invoice directly from them. But you can pick the rate plan that you want, whether you want it to be short-term, variable, fixed. Do you want air miles with it?
Is that
so,
right?
So, yeah, there's all kinds of different plans, just like telecom or telephony or any other industry.
So almost no matter who I choose, I'm still going to get the bill from ComEd.
Exactly.
Okay. And ComEd's making their money by their infrastructure and their delivery charges.
Exactly. There's a part of your bill that's called the distribution charges. Your bill's three sections. The supply section, which is contestable, that mm-hmm. you can buy from people like us. The delivery part of the distribution delivery, that's what ComEd gets their guaranteed monopoly rate of return on. And then taxes and surcharges, which are really pass-throughs.
So as an individual, you can choose to buy your energy from any company you wish.
That's right.
And then, but there are some villages and suburbs who choose as well.
That's right. That's a program called Municipal Aggregation. And we serve over 24 of those and have over the last 3 or 4 years. And municipals can band together or individually, collectively gather their residents and go out and negotiate a rate for all of them collectively.
So if I live in a suburb that's decided to go with MC Squared Energy Services, mm-hmm. can I choose someone else too?
You can, yep.
But just the default would be MC Energy.
That's right. And if you wanted to, you could stay with ComEd too. But think about this. Over 2 million residents in the state of Illinois have switched to a third-party provider. That's a big number when you think about it.
That is a big number. Is it because it's cheaper?
Sometimes, yes, but it's not always.
Right.
So you have to do your homework. And there's a website that the Illinois Commerce Commission has set up. It's called pluginillinois.org. Or you can just, you know, go to that thing called the Google and type in Illinois Commerce Commission or plug in Illinois and it'll pop up for you. And they have a whole 101 or education on how to do the price to compare. So, for example, right now, the ComEd published rate is 7 cents per kilowatt hour for the supply part.
Sure.
The delivery part is probably another 3-4 cents, depending right. on how many kilowatt hours you consume. But that's the price to beat, if you will, or the contestable part. But not everybody uses that as the benchmark. I mean, if you wanted to do like our green program, well, some people, if they pay 7.2 or 7.5, doesn't matter to them. Other people, they want to pay less. But you got to do your homework. It's like any other thing that you buy. You really should get educated and go to the web.
I want to ask you about the green option pricing mm-hmm. plan, because again, well, let's go to 101, because you then are buying your energy. Let's say I'm buying my energy from you. Mm-hmm. I'm using the green energy option plan.
Yes.
It's still electricity that's produced everywhere else, and yet there's some sort of environmental benefit.
Exactly. So what happens is there are a thing called renewable energy certificates. So the wind farms or the solar farms, they produce their electricity. They sell that into the grid, and they get paid for that energy based on whatever market price they can contract for. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's separate. But they also get the right, as a renewable resource, to sell what are called renewable energy certificates. And people like me buy those, which is buying the attributes of that green energy. And it's another revenue source for these renewable businesses so they can reinvest and build more.
So they're selling these certificates to you to get money to help them develop more green energy.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's all part of the process. So then I buy these certificates based on how much energy my customers that want to be green have told us, and we buy those and we retire them so they can never be sold again. And then I have to go buy more when I sell more green power.
So when I turn on the light, my electricity might still have come from coal or nuclear or whatever, but the money I'm paying for it is going to foster green energy elsewhere in the future.
Exactly. It's
how many people take advantage of that?
Oh, I would say probably less than 10%. Now, the state has a program that all the suppliers like me or the utilities have to abide by called the State of Illinois Renewable Portfolio Standard. And right now, I think it's 10% of all the energy that we buy or that we, you know, sell and buy in the open market, we have to also offset with 10% by getting these green
above
and beyond these green energy certificates.
A little bit more expensive?
A little bit more expensive, obviously. Because, you know, there's a premium for that versus the other sources because it's a renewable.
But when I yell at my son for leaving the lights on in the basement overnight, I can feel a little bit better about it.
Exactly. And so our program right now is that if you go to our website and you want to sign up, and we have a program where you can get educated as well, we'll give you a rate, and it's based on your individual house consumption pattern, and you get a rate. And usually we would charge a little premium for green. Mm-hmm. Right now we're running an offer where we'll give that same price. There's no premium for green.
Oh, okay.
You can have green free, basically.
Okay. And that the website is?
MC2, energyservices.com.
All right. And put that in the Google machine and you'll find it too.
Or just type in MC2 Energy.
Real quick, I know you're doing some work with Ronald McDonald House.
Exactly. So to celebrate my 50th birthday coming up in early January, I know I only look 40. Thanks. I am going to ski 50,000 vertical feet. In
really?
One day at Steamboat in Colorado, and I'm doing it to raise money for Ronald McDonald House Charities, which is obviously a wonderful charity here in the Chicagoland area. And my website is chuck2016.com. 100% of the proceeds go right to Ronald McDonald House. So when you go on the website and you say, oh, that's really cool, you're going to go right to their website. You get the tax receipt and everything right from them, and I'm matching 50% up to the first $20,000.
Outstanding. So chuck2016.com.
That's right.
Well, I hope you keep it safe. Make all 50,000 feet.
You got it.
Nice to meet you.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for helping out today. You're listening to The Business Lunch here on 720 WGN.